Okay. So yeah, I was sharing with the pastor this week of just sort of different things and different stuff that God's brought me through and stuff that I gotten revelation on over the years and the way that he's spoken to me. And I just like, he was like, man, you should share that. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So yeah. And none of us are like professional speakers. So like we're very like just as nervous as any one of you. So don't think that we're like special because we've done this or whatever. So yeah, I'm just as nervous in that way. But so one of the things that I was sharing with him was I was looking at this church and really like looking at the volleyball court and looking at the playground and the amazing moms group that happens on Wednesdays and stuff. And like, I was reminded of my church and how like, how interesting, like my home church, I come from, if you can hear my accent, I am from the United States. So I come from a small town in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, a very rural community, and much like this community. Yeah, and my church is probably about this size in the same way. Maybe not as many people in and out in the same way, but definitely very consistent. People know people. Like, there's families here that know each other, that have known each other for a long time and stuff. And it's really cool to see that, like, even though I'm coming from the United States, like, I can come here and be like, wow, I feel at home here. Like, I feel like I can look across the aisle to somebody and I can see somebody worshiping beside me and go, wow, that person is my brother. That person is my sister in Christ. And, like, you would never know that, guys, like knowing my past, like knowing what I've been from. Like, I grew up in a non-Christian home, and like I can say maybe 20 years ago-ish, yes, 20 years ago, I probably would have never understood that, never understood the way that what that means. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, well then, you know, like people go to church and they do things. Yeah, like they have events and they have programs and they do things for fun. It's kind of like a club, right? Like, I didn't understand at all. My family didn't go to church. There were like a church on every corner, a church building on every corner. I don't want to say that they're the same thing as like the church community or the church family or the church body, but definitely a church building on every corner. And so I was one of those feisty kids that was always looking for something to do in a small town. As a person in a small town that I was like, let's go to like rock shows on a regular basis. So I went to, yes, I did. So there was this like thing in our small town that because kids were bored, they got really creative. And so like, obviously that outpouring of that now is that I'm in a creative group and doing creative things on the other side of the world, which is kind of fun. So like those little things that God, you know, starts and sort of, you know, starts making happen and starts revealing to you even when you're not even paying attention and stuff. But so at the end of the day, there was amazing people who recognized that there were kids that were going to these punk shows. So there were punk shows. You guys know what punk shows are, right? So punk shows, like where there's like mosh pits and screaming and like really hard drums and everything. And I loved it. That was my thing. That was where we went to sort of get away. Like, I came from a very abusive home life. I came from a background where there was lots of drug use. There was lots of sort of brokenness. I had a single mom and a grandma that I grew up with and a younger brother. Oftentimes, I actually took on being a mother to my younger brother because there were just so much brokenness and things happening. So, like, there was just a lot of childhood that was missed there. I can see now, looking back, like, in similar ways, like, how God took care of me, similar ways to Beck, how God took care of me. Yeah. And but so in the midst of all of these punk shows that I would go to on a regular basis, like, I was crying out. I was a kid that needed home, that needed family, that needed some place to run to that was safe. And so this one church recognized that these kids were putting on punk shows by themselves, like these doing $5 at the door, you know, like, why are we letting this continue to happen in our community when we can like have them come here for free and hang out at our church in a safe place? Because that's what they need. They just need community. They need family. And I was like, okay, well, you know, like I didn't recognize this. So essentially my church, which became my church, said, we have a basement. Let's do these punk shows in our basement. And so us kids, teenagers, are seeing punk shows in church basements that are renting out their basements on a regular basis, some to keep their lights on, some to keep their doors open because there's a church on every corner and the population's decreasing and different things are happening economically and stuff. But at the end of the day, like, there was this church that said, let's use the space that we have and use the property that we have to do some evangelism. And I didn't know the difference, except for the atmosphere was different. And so when I came into this church basement, I was like, this sounds like the same punk bands that I would normally see. This sounds like the same stuff. And a lot of the same bands were invited to come. They just couldn't swear. There was like some boundaries there. There was stuff. They were like, you can't do stuff from stage like that. Sorry, you can't talk about drugs or da da da. You know, so there was different boundaries there. And we thought it was weird, but we just went along with it. And so I did the same things there that I did everywhere else. And there was just a different set of people there. There was a few youth group kids there that I was like, oh, wow, who are these youth group kids? And these kids actually invited me to their house and said, hey, do you want to hang out with me? We're going to have dinner tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. I've never had this happen at a punk show before, that people were just inviting me to dinner on a regular basis. And so then I got to know them, and I got to know their parents. And then they said, hey, punk shows happen on Friday nights every other Friday in the month. But we have youth group on Wednesdays if you want to come. And I'm like, oh, gosh. Oh, I would love to. And I would say that I was one of those good kids that did their homework all the time and stuff like that. But essentially, like, I just needed a place to escape because my home life was so unsafe and unsecure and just not a very safe place to be for a young kid. And I was looking for an escape in many ways. Over time, long story short, I started going to church as many times as I possibly could because it was a safe place for me to be, because people built relationship with me. People got to know me as an individual. It took me probably 3 years going to things, people picking me up in the rural, in the middle of nowhere, 20 minutes out of town. Like, they would come on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Different people, volunteers from the church, would drive 20 minutes out of town, 20 minutes back, just to pick me up to go to youth group, just to pick me up to go to church, just to pick me up to hang out with them maybe on a Saturday or go with them to an event that their family was doing. Guys, like, I experienced family in the weirdest way. Like, it was awkward for me. I didn't understand. I was like, I had never sat at a dining room table before eating together as a family. It was awkward. It was weird. They could tell it was weird for me. The parents probably talked to me more often than the kids because the kids didn't know how to relate to me. But it was really cool because the parents, like, loved on me in a way that I wasn't experiencing it at home. And they definitely, without a doubt, discipled me. And I would say that for 3 years going to that church, I was discipled, was poured into, was loved on. And I can see Jesus using that church. I call it my home church now, because that's the church that I go back to, because that's the church that I became a Christian in. Even though I was a disciple for 3 years, pre-Jesus, before I actually made a decision to come to Christ, I can say that those years were not wasted. Those years were where God planted seeds in my life and really used those people individually. They probably have absolutely no idea, like, to some degree, because I've gone back and I've said, do you realize that those dinners were awkward for me? And they're like, yeah, I remember. That was weird. Yeah, I could tell you felt uncomfortable, but we loved on you anyway. You were just doing your thing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry that I swore at your kids a couple times because I didn't realize it was a bad word in your house. You know, little things that because you're, like, coming from such brokenness, you have no idea. You don't understand at all. But they just loved me through it. And that was so Jesus to me, guys. I just want to encourage you that if you're around broken people and they don't know how to be unbroken, just love on them. Just love them where they're at. Like I can say, like, so much that it just showed me Jesus in such a beautiful way. And honestly, like, I became so passionate about, like, the way that I was shown and the way that I was given that's why I'm here now. Like, in that way, God has, like, opened my eyes to the way that I was loved on in such a beautiful way that I want to do that, like, in the nations, and that's why I'm here, you know? So at the end of the day, when people are broken, they have so much potential, and they have so much things that they don't see about themselves and worth and value and stuff. And when we see that in them, I'm gonna cry. I just really feel like that's what God is speaking. Like, at the end of the day, like, we can do programs, but relationships, what's important. And at the end of the day, we can have a beautiful building, but, like, when we're building family and when we're building community and when we're getting to know one another on a real vulnerable level and loving each other in our brokenness, that's where we become the church, and that's where we can really see God work and God move, and that's when ministry happens and those kinds of things. So thank you, guys.